You are listening on 92.3 FM radio. Here I'm Pastor Ayub Kenneth from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. You understand? Yeah, I thank God for this golden opportunity that I have get to talk with you through this radio station. And the topic that I have bring to you today, it says that Jesus from Genesis to Revelation, and this one goes directly in the book of Daniel 3 verse 25. Look, he answered them, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of first man is like the Son of God. Let me tell you this, you know our God is amazing. Sometimes God will deliver you before you have thrown in the lake of fire, but sometimes God will allow you to be thrown in the lake of fire. Some of you are going through financial fire. Some of you are going through medical fire. Some of you are going through marital fire. Some of you are going through different fire in aspects of life. But I need you to know the fire is not to destroy you. It is to display the power of God. And when God allows you to be thrown in the lake of fire, it means he had prepared a false man in the fire. You understand? And you are asking me who he is, the first man. I want you to remember who he is, because he is about to appear in your life. Some of you are saying, Pastor, I feel like I am in crisis. I want you to know you are not in crisis. You are in Christ. Yes. You know when you are passing the fires of life, it looks like you are in crisis. But I need you to know, as long as you are in Christ, you can never be in crisis, and the first man is able to appear in your fire. You are asking me who he is, the first man. Let me tell you this. In Genesis, he is the seed of the woman crushing the serpent's head. In Exodus, he is the sacrifice Passover rampa. In Leviticus, he is the high priest. In Numbers, he is the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he is the prophet to come. In Joshua, he is the captain of our salvation. In Judges, he is the judge and the Lord giver. In Ruth, he is the king and redeemer. You are asking me who he is, the first man. In 1st and 2nd Samuel, he is the trusted pastor, is the trusted prophet. In 1st and 2nd King, he is the ruler of our nation. In 1st and 2nd Chronicles, he is the reigning king. In Ezra, is the faithful scribe. In Nehemiah, he is the rebuilder of our broken down walls of human life. In Esther, he is my intercessor. He is my Mordecai. In Psalms, he is the shepherd. In Proverbs, he is my wisdom. You are asking me who he is, Oracle. You are asking me who he is, the first man. In Acts, he is the Holy Ghost with fire. Oh, you are asking me who he is, Oracle. In Ecclesiastes, he is the unsearchable riches. In Songs of Solomon, he is our lover and our bridegroom. In Isaiah, he is the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, he is the righteous branch. In Lamentation, he is the weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he is the glory of God in captivity. You are asking me who he is, the first man. In Daniel, is the first man in life's fiery furnace. In Hosea, is the faithful husband. In Amos, is the palm line of our faithfulness. In Obadiah, is the mighty deliverer. In Jonah, he is the God of missionary service. In Micah, he is the justice. In Habakkuk, he is the watchman. You are asking me who he is, the first man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, the Lord Giver, for this subject. In Zephaniah, he is the Savior. In Haggai, he is the rebuild of God's lost heritage. In Zechariah, He is the deep and the wide fountain in Malachi. He is the Son of Righteousness. In this remaining months of this year, oh, let me tell you this. The first man is able to appear in our fire, because in Matthew, he is Messiah. In Mark, he is the Son of Man. In Jonah, he is the Son of God. In Acts, he is the Holy Ghost with fire. In Romans, he is the justifier. In 1st and 2nd Corinthians, he is our Lord Jesus. In Galatians, he is Redeemer from the curses of the law. In Ephesians, he is foundation. In Philippians, he is the supplier. In Corinthians, he is the fullness of Godhead. In 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, he is the soon coming King. In 1st and 2nd Timothy, he is our instructor. In Timothy, he is the faithful pastor. In Philemon, he is the friend that speaks close as a brother. In Hebrews, he is the high priest. In James, he is the power of favor. In 1st and 2nd Peter, he is our glorious hope. In 1st John, he is Rava. In 2nd John, he is truth. In 3rd John, he is a prosperer. In Judah, he is Lord. In Revelation, he is Lord of Lord. The Alpha, the Omega, his name is Jesus. I need to tell you this. Oh, the first man is able to appear in your life. Oh, the first man is able. He is about to intervene in your case. He is about to appear to intervene in your problem. Let me tell you this. When I'm talking about fire, I'm talking about your case. I'm talking about your problem. I'm talking about the challenge you are facing. I'm talking about the burdens, any circumstance you are facing. Oh, whether you are facing fires of life, whether you are facing political fire, whether you are facing financial fire, whether you are facing career fire, whether you are facing business fires, whether you are facing ministerial or marital fires, oh, the first man will appear in your life. Oh, let us, before leaving this subject, let us go there. Powerful prayer. Oh, let us enter into the prayer. The prayer that will remove us from the burden. The prayer that will bring the answers. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord Father in heaven. The prayer that will bless us. The prayer that will remove every curses, every burden, every fires in our life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this beautiful moment. Thank you for these children of yours. They are listening to me. Others are driving right now. Others are in the kitchen. Others are in the bedroom. Others are everywhere in the house, anywhere. Others are in the others are sitting at the garden there listening. Others are in the hotel, any place where they are, in the office, in the minister, in the anywhere where they are listening me. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this powerful message you give to me. Father, I'm going to break through. I'm going to stand against any kinds of fire that is trying to overwrap their life. Any kind of fire that is bringing burdens in their life, that is bringing the spirit of stagnation. I cancel them by fire. Oh, I cancel them by fire. I break them through right now. Every fires of life, I speak with them right now. Every political fire, I command them right now. Every career fire, I command them right now. Every business fire, I command them right now. Every ministerial fire, I command them right now. Every marital fire, I command them right now. Every fires in the mind, I command them right now. Oh, the others are not sleeping well. The others, they cannot eat well. The others, they cannot stay without no stress. Oh, right now I command those spirits, they have to leave. They have to leave the life of your daughter. They have to the life of your sons. I glorify your name. Lord, you are lover. Lord, you are good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see deliverance. I see deliverance. I speak deliverance. I command deliverance right right now. The distance is not the barrier. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord Father. I command right now, they have to break through right now. They have to break through right now for these remaining months of this year. I don't want to see any fire in the life of your sons, your daughter. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the beautiful message. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the deliverance, because you have intended to deliver them. You have intended to save their life right now, Jesus. I need to see the message. I need to see the testimony. The testimony that you have made the wonderful in their life through this powerful message you give it to me. Thank you, Lord Father. Thank you, the Lord Father. May you intervene in their case. May you intervene in their battle. May you intervene in their family. May you intervene in every aspect they are facing. Oh, in every fires in their life. Every aspect of fire they are facing. Intervene, Father, Lord Jesus. Intervene, Lord Jesus. I send for your angels to protect them, to intervene on their case. I send the angels. I send the angels. I send the angels. They are protector. They have to protect right now, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Father. You are about to appear. You are promised as you are about to appear. As the way you appear in the life of Daniel, you have to appear in the life of your sons. You have to appear in the life of your daughter right now, Jesus. I thank you for this beautiful message. I thank you for this prayer, Lord Father, because you have delivered someone who is ready to be delivered. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe that you made it possible. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you all for listening this. I thank you all for giving me your time. I thank you, and what I want to tell you, please, 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 believe that God has made it. Believe that God has already intervened in your case, has intervened in your fire. The act of believing, it is the act that will make you to receive your blessing on the right time. You understand? The act of believing is the act that will make you to receive your miracle at the right time. Jesus has sent me for somebody, and I don't know who he is. Jesus has sent me for someone, and I don't know who he is. God has sent me for somebody who is ready to be delivered. Thank you all for listening to me. I'm Pastor Kenneth from the Islam, Tanzania. You can go through social media, Facebook, Instagram as Ayub and Gobabu, and Ayub as Ayub and Bogabo. You will find me there. You will find me there. There are also powerful message. There are also powerful message. God will deliver you from it. I thank you all. I thank you all. Remember, you were listening on 92.3 FM radio. God bless you all. God bless you all. I love you all. I love you all. God bless you. God bless you. I love you. I love you. Have a good day.